A congressional hearing on the rise of white nationalism spiraled into partisan bickering on Tuesday, offering a case study on the challenges to combating hate speech. NPR national security correspondent Hannah Alam has more.
Members of the House Judiciary Committee opened the hearing with bipartisan condemnation of hate-fueled words and violence, the first and pretty much the last time Republicans and Democrats were in agreement. Next came 3 hours of finger-pointing. Every time Democrats talked about President Trump's anti-immigrant remarks or how government agencies should do more to fight the spread of white nationalism, Republicans pivoted to criticism of identity politics, anti-Semitism on the left, and off-topic foreign policy issues. The sometimes heated back and forth all but drowned out voices describing the human toll of extremism. Mohammed Abu Salha, whose 2 daughters and son-in-law were gunned down in Chapel Hill, North Carolina in 2015, reminded lawmakers of the stakes.
What happened to our children was a home invasion and execution. 3 beautiful young Americans were brutally murdered, and there's no question in our minds that this tragedy was born of bigotry and hate.
One Republican, Representative Tom McClintock of California, brought up another facet of the debate: how to curb extremism online without infringing on free speech.
Speech can be ugly, disgusting, hateful, prejudiced, and alarming. But it can never be dangerous to a free society as long as men and women of goodwill have the freedom of speech to dispute it, challenge it, and reject it.
Facebook and Google, which both had executives at the hearing, have tried to crack down on hateful content, but some free speech advocates are worried the gatekeeping veers too close to censorship. Neil Potts is Facebook's public policy director.
Those are many of the issues that we wrestle with. To give people the ability to have a voice on a platform, also to balance safety. We err on the side of allowing more speech. We want to give people the voice, but we do have to draw a line somewhere.
The hearing itself provided a real-time example of the whack-a-mole nature of the challenge. YouTube streamed the session for just half an hour before disabling the live chat feature because it was flooded with racist and anti-Semitic comments. Hannah Alam, NPR News, Washington.